Rob Murray, our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Your colleague Kathy in the Rocky Mountain Outlook this week has written a story. It starts with conservationist fear. Just a matter of time before a grizzly bear is struck and killed on the tracks in Banff National Park after learning Canadian Pacific Railway has not had its vacuum truck out to clear spilled grain this spring. Said they've been using their blower that they use in the winter, even though, according to the conservationists, the tracks have been clear of snow for quite some time.
Not a lot of comment from either Canadian Pacific or Parks Canada to the Outlook. In the past, however, it's been quite important. And one of the foundations of their strategy to address this issue is the vacuum truck. And they have often pointed to the vacuum truck as how they are addressing the issue. Now, not even having it out, there's probably a good reason.
But we don't know because nobody's talking.
Grain on the tracks is one of the issues that has been around for decades.
A really long time, yeah.
Decades. As the trains pass through the mountain national parks, if there's holes in those grain cars, they deposit grain. And then bears, they know where there's food. So if every spring there's grain on the railway tracks, they're going to come to the railway tracks.
Yeah.
And that is one of the habits we want bears to get out of, which only really works if we get rid of the grain on the railway track.
I mean, we work so hard about, you know, people don't feed the wildlife. Essentially, that's what we're doing here. People are feeding the wildlife. We need to do better, I think.
I know CP Rail has done a lot of work on trying to repair the cars, but there are so many of these cars.
Yeah.
That is only a grain drop in the bucket.
They are doing work. They're doing lots of studies about new technology and methods, and of course with the vacuum truck. But I think it sucks that we're decades out and we're still working towards a solution here. We haven't really found one that's really 100% effective.
Work is being done. Great work. But when these issues come up and you can't actually speak to anyone or get any information, it's really frustrating for the public. I think that part of working towards solutions is sharing information when things aren't necessarily going right so that we can have an understanding of why is this vacuum truck not there yet?